Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. India welcomes ceasefire between US and Iran, says it will lead to lasting peace in West Asia. Ministry of External Affairs issues advisory to internationals to exit Iran expeditiously over evolving situation in West Asia crisis. Global oil prices crash up to 20% amid US-Iran ceasefire agreement. Sensex jumps nearly 4%, Nifty surges over 800 points. Rupee gains 39 paise against US dollar. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged, projects India's real GDP growth for current fiscal at 6.9%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana on completing 11 years, says it has proven beneficial in promoting self-employment among youth. And all arrangements in place for first phase of assembly elections in Kerala and Assam tomorrow, security also beefed up in Puducherry for single-phased elections. And now the news in detail. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between United States and Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. The ministry stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy, essential to bringing an early end to the ongoing conflict. It added that the conflict has already caused immense suffering to the people and disrupted global energy supply and trade networks. Meanwhile, in view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Indian Embassy in Iran has advised internationals who are currently in Iran to expeditiously exit Iran in coordination with the embassy and using the routes suggested by the embassy. In the advisory, it said that there should be no attempt to approach any international land border without prior consultation and coordination with the embassy. Meanwhile, it has requested the internationals to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted through mobile numbers 9891-281-09115 and 989-128-109-109 and 989-128-109-102 and one more number 9899-321-79359. The email of the embassy is cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. In a major diplomatic breakthrough, US and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war. The agreement brokered through intermediaries calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95 within hours of the announcement. US President Donald Trump confirmed the deal in Washington, calling it a win for diplomacy. He also said that it is a big day for world peace. In a statement, he said US would assist in managing maritime traffic and ensure stability in the region during this period. On the other side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also announced that Iran will agree to a ceasefire if attacks against Iran are halted. In a statement, he announced that for a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible. He said this will take place via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme National Security Council claimed a historic victory, asserting US accepted Tehran's 10-point plan. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel supports US's decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, but clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. Global crude oil prices plunged after US President Donald Trump announced a two-week ceasefire with Iran that includes a commitment to restore navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. The benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 4% in the afternoon session. We have a report.
the Sensex skyrocketed over 2,800 points to 77,485, while the Nifty jumped 850 points to 23,975 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, all sectors were trading in the green, with realty, auto and banking stocks emerging as the biggest gainers. In the forex market today, the Indian rupee extended its gains for a fourth consecutive session against the US dollar. The currency appreciated by 39 paise to trade at 92 rupees and 59 paise against the dollar. In the commodities market, global crude oil prices plunged up to 20% after a ceasefire with Iran that includes a commitment to restore navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. In intraday trade, West Texas Intermediate crude dropped to as low as $91.11 per barrel, while Brent crude fell to as low as $91.72 per barrel. At the latest update, Brent crude was trading 13.3% down at $94.77 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude was trading 14.9% lower at $96.16 per barrel when reports last came in. Intikhab Kamal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Reserve Bank of India has kept interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. Announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra today said that the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to retain the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 5% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate remains at 5.5%.
of April to deliberate and decide on the policy repo rate after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. The MPC voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged under the liquidity facility at 5.25%. Consequently, the STF rate remains at 5% and the MSF rate and the bank rate at 5.5%. The MPC also decided to continue with the neutral stance.
Monetary Policy Committee has also expected that GDP for last financial year will be at 7.6%, while for the current fiscal it will be at 6.9%.
Real GDP growth for last year is estimated at 7.6%. This corroborates the underlying strong momentum in economic activity supported by robust consumption and investment amidst supportive policy measures, ongoing structural reforms, and favorable financial conditions. Taking all these factors into consideration, real GDP growth for this year is projected at 6.9%, with Q1 at 6.8%, Q2 at 6.7%, Q3 at 7%, and Q4 at 7.2%.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rehman this afternoon in New Delhi. Mr. Rehman arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. During his visit, Mr. Rehman is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. This marks the first visit to New Delhi by a Bangladeshi minister since the BNP-led government took office in February. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIN News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News On Air app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has proven to be highly beneficial in promoting self-employment among the youth. The scheme, which was launched in 2015, has completed 11 years today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the success of the scheme has shown that when individuals are provided with the right opportunities, they can become self-reliant and also contribute significantly to the nation's progress. He said that PM Mudra Yojana has redefined access to credit by empowering millions with the confidence to dream and the means to fulfill it. More from our correspondent.
Around 58 crore loans worth more than 40 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana till date. Two-thirds of the loans have been sanctioned to women entrepreneurs. Approximately one-fifth of all the loans were extended to first-time entrepreneurs. This initiative has been designed to bridge the gap in financial accessibility, offering streamlined, easy collateral-free loans up to 20 lakh rupees to support small-scale business ventures. Mudra loans are being offered in four categories, namely Shishu, Kishore, Tarun and Tarun Plus. surplus, which signifies the stage of growth or development and funding needs of the borrowers. With Dipendra Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Polling for all 140 assembly constituencies in Kerala, 126 in Assam, and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase tomorrow. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Let us move to our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent to know more about polling arrangements in Kerala.
Extensive measures have been put in place to ensure strict compliance with green protocol guidelines across all polling booths and related centres in Kerala. Single-use plastics and thermocol items have been completely banned, with steel utensils and glassware provided through Kudumbasri units. A scientific waste management system has been arranged with the support of Harita Karma Sena. A green button campaign has been conducted for the past 3 weeks to promote awareness. Strict inspections have led to fines exceeding 8 lakh rupees statewide. Notably, green protocol initiatives in Kerala during the last year's local body elections had drawn national attention. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
And now we have details on polling arrangements from Assam.
The stage is set for over 2.5 crore voters to decide the fate of 722 candidates on April 9th. To ensure a transparent process, Chief Electoral Officer Anurag Goyal has announced that all 31,490 polling stations will be under live webcasting surveillance. Beyond security, the Commission has tried to prioritize voter comfort, introducing mobile phone storage, rest areas, and ramps at every center. A significant milestone has already been reached, with over 34,000 elderly and specially abled citizens exercising their franchise from home via postal ballots. With 1.5 lakh polling personnel and over 43,000 VVPAT machines deployed, the administration is leaving no stone unturned for a smooth election. Shashwati Bhattacharji, Akashvani Silchar.
In Puducherry district alone, a total of 4,116 polling personnel have been deployed on election duty. A report.
The strong rooms at Women's Engineering College, Motilal Nehru Government Polytechnic College and Tagore Government Arts and Science College were opened around 8 a.m. today under tight security. Electronic voting machines and VVPATs have been dispatched to polling stations with a priority given to remote and far-flung areas. Reserve EVMs have been kept ready under the custody of returning officers and are securely stored at designated locations including Bahor and Nettapakkam. Tomorrow, reserve machines will be handed over to sector officers to address any technical issues. After polling, all used EVMs will be brought back and stored conscientiously in the same strong rooms under strict security. Unused and defective reserve EVMs will be stored separately at secure locations in Puducherry, Mahe and Yanam. In Puducherry district alone, a total of 4,116 polling personnel have been deployed for election duty. Security arrangements include over 3,000 police personnel, 45 companies of Central Armed Police Forces and a special unit from the Karnataka Police. Additionally, 155 micro observers have been appointed across 137 sensitive polling stations to ensure close monitoring. Bibinastar, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
The last date for filing nominations for the second and final phase of the general election in West Bengal is tomorrow. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee filed her nomination today. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India today assured that the elections in West Bengal would surely be free of any fear, violence, intimidation, inducement and without any booth jamming and source jamming. The commission said that in a social media post that after meeting a TMC delegation, earlier, the delegation included Derek O'Brien, Sagarika Ghosh, Saket Gokhale and Menika Guruswamy submitted a memorandum to the commission. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans in the 14th match of the tournament at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty has delivered a stunning performance at the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China. In the opening round today, Shetty defeated world number 7 Li Shifeng in straight games in a match lasting just over 50 minutes. Shetty will next face Taiwanese player Chi Hu Zhen for a place in the quarterfinals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India welcomes ceasefire between US and Iran, says it will lead to lasting peace in West Asia. Ministry of External Affairs issues advisory to Indian nationals to exit Iran expeditiously over evolving situation in West Asia. Global oil prices crash up to 20% amid US-Iran ceasefire agreement. Sensex jumps nearly 4%, Nifty surges over 800 points, rupee gains 39 paise against US dollar. RBI keeps repo rate unchanged, projects India's real GDP growth for current fiscal at 6.9%. Prime Minister Modi hails Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana on completing 11 years, says it has proven beneficial in promoting self-employment among youth. And all arrangements in place for first phase of assembly elections in Kerala and Assam tomorrow. Security also beefed up in Puducherry for single-phase elections. And with that, we end the midday news.